The effects of karma. Well, there are many, but the one we're interested in at the moment is reincarnation, the direct effect of karma. Here you are in this classroom, you've got some lessons to learn, you don't learn them, you die, you live in another realm for a time, you come back, you learn more, you die, live in another realm for a time, you come back, you learn more, you die, and so it goes on for life, after life, after life, after life, dozens of lives, scores of lives, hundreds of lives. I know that some of you have been told before by other alleged teachers that you're now on your 12th life and the next one you're going to go to the stars. I wouldn't believe it if I were you. Because, friends, if you were that good, if you were that good, you would be an extremely enlightened person. Now, I say that in all honesty, and I say that knowing what I'm talking about. You may have been told that you're making great and rapid advances. Yes, some of you most definitely are. If you could see yourself stand away and see yourself in comparison with other people, while they are crawling, you might be running with mighty strides towards this enlightenment, most certainly. Your journey through evolution might be way above the speed potential of light. And as a modern individual who knows something about astrometaphysics, I know what I'm talking about in this respect. So you get to a stage where realization begins to dawn. You get to a stage where you realize, despite teachers and because of others, that you do die and live in another realm, come back through another set of experiences. And you get to this stage, and then when you are there and you have this realization, then you begin to take things in hand if you are in any way wise.